Do I think the death pen is going to come back? No, I don't. But I've seen what happens to old people who live in places like Kilcar, Glenconkill, when they have to be subjected.
Kevin Sharkey there was raised in Donegal and is one of the most outspoken hopefuls in this presidential race. He told today's meeting he was addicted to cocaine as a youngster, but was lucky enough to get help. He said not every young person is. He's also in recent weeks called for stricter penalties for anyone who attacks an older person in their home, including the death penalty, which he admitted today wasn't something he expected to happen. Mr. Sharkey also hit out at Sean Gallagher for attending today's meeting. He was not the only candidate that seemed irked that Gallagher was enjoying special treatment. He enjoyed an uninterrupted presentation and took questions straight away, whereas the other candidates had to wait until after all of the presentations before they could take questions from councillors. Sean Gallagher at that stage was long gone. He was asked some probing questions while he was there, though, by councillors, including Sinn Féin's Chris McManus, who asked him what he had done that was in the public interest for the last 7 years. Mr. Gallagher replied calmly, saying job creation is his proudest achievement and is something he'll work towards if he were to become president.
Except abroad, and what I've been doing for the last 7 years is promoting enterprise. Young men and women, people of all sectors across the country, starting jobs, starting companies, creating jobs right across Ireland to be the glue that holds these communities together. I've profiled them, I've written about them, I've talked about them in every single county, and I continue to support the fact that the only way that we can have a sustainable country is that if we have business and community working together, the symbiotic relationship intertwined, that one is dependent on the other for sustainability. We need jobs, we need people in our communities, we need the older people to have their young people and their families to support them. That is what the future of Ireland is about. I've been at the heart and centre of that. I am no less passionate now, councillor, about that as I was 7 years ago. And I hope that I have made a contribution and played a role to encourage more jobs, more businesses that generate more tax. Because before wealth can be spent, it must first be created. And then we will have more wealth to spend on schools and roads and infrastructure and broadband services in places like Sligo and throughout beyond the urban areas on the eastern seaboard. Thank you.
Peter Casey is hoping for a first nomination from this council, and today, after the meeting, Independent Councillor Michael Clark put his name forward for consideration at the next special meeting on this issue on the 24th of September. The other motion by Fianna Fáil calls for Sean Gallagher to be endorsed. Peter Casey has close Donegal and Sligo connections, with an arm of his business based in the north of Donegal. He spends his time between Atlanta in the US, his home place of Derry, and Greencastle in Donegal. Tapping into the millions of Irish people abroad is something he's interested in.
And so my platform is quite simple. We need to tap into the 70 million that live outside of Ireland. We have the technology now to do that through social media, through all of the different social media outlets. And there's a way to do it, and actually it'd be to the enormous economic benefit of the people in Ireland, and there's also political and social benefits as well. So, for example, when the Prime Minister, when the Taoiseach would go to America and he would actually meet with the President, he could turn around and say, by the way, we've got 40 million people here in America who we can influence. And by the way, your midterm elections are coming up and we have a problem with the undocumented Irish. We'd like your help. Thank you very much.
Other hopefuls who spoke at the meeting today include Patrick Feeney from Galway. He told councillors that it's time to shout stop to rural recession. Roscommon farmer John Grork said that due to the nature of politics, he realised he'd very little hope of getting a nomination. He said lots of things have to change in Irish politics. While Sarah Louise Mulligan ended the speeches with her focus on issues like elder abuse and, of course, she's pro-life. Journalist Gemma O'Doherty is another presidential hopeful who's links to the Northwest. Miss O'Doherty has worked very closely with the family of Mary Boyle, Donegal's most famous missing child, who went missing at the age of 6 from her grandparents' farm near Ballyshannon in 1977. There are allegations of cover-ups in this case, as well as the Father Niall Molloy case, which Gemma O'Doherty has also helped the family in. Gemma O'Doherty told today's meeting that we're losing sight of our values and unique attributes here in Ireland.
And we see this homogenous, culture of globalization everywhere in Ireland. I've been making the point that we've all been, as Nominee's been driving around the country in recent days, and when you try and stop and grab something in a petrol station on the way up, the offering is either an American burger or a British sandwich. Why can't we have Irish outlets, good local food? Why do we have to eat Subway? Why is Subway the best that we are offered in this country? It's not acceptable. And local farmers, as you well know, small farmers, are being denied the right to do business in this country. And I would like to bring Ireland back to being the small country that it is. We do not need to become so big. We need to focus on the smaller interests, not the big vested interests that have destroyed our country every time.